Blog Talk Radio.
And I believe God is using his women in this hour to speak faith-filled words. Yes, that's faith-filled words. This is Pastor Brad Morgan. It's good being with you today. And I just wanted to minister a word concerning mothers. I believe that this is a season where God is doing something in women all across this land, and God is doing something in mothers. And I wanted to share part of a prophetic word for mothers from a lady named Patricia King. Woman of God, arise. You are life givers, releasers of life. I have anointed you and appointed you to create life and impart life in everything you do. Everything you touch and give your attention to can receive my life because you are my life giver. You are my releaser of life. In this season, you will see me do exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask or think. The first thing I'd like to share is that there is a grace to get up and a grace to arise. Psalm 68, verse 1 says, "Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let those also who hate him flee before him." Genesis 1, verses 1 through 3 says, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." That word created means he carved out, he sculptured. And I believe mothers have a divine ability to carve out something out of nothing. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And actually, there was a darkness in verse 2. Some people think that this darkness was because Satan had been cast out of heaven between verse 1 and verse 2. And that's what caused the darkness, the great darkness to come. But I just want to let you know that when there's darkness, the Spirit of God is moving. And before this virus ever showed up, the Spirit of God was moving, because God is always ahead of the devil. And the Spirit of God was hovering and brooding over the waters. And God was going to cause the confusion to come into an order. And I believe God is using his women in this hour to speak faith-filled words. Yes, that's faith-filled words. Psalm 37, verse 3 says, "Then God said, let there be light, and there was life." So God began to speak. And the Bible says by wisdom he created the earth. So I believe God is using women in this hour to begin to speak and to begin to declare what's not, so it can be what it's supposed to become. So there's a grace to get up and there's a grace to arise. There's a grace to arise. And Psalm 37 verses 23 through 24 says, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord." That word ordered means established. "And he delights in his ways. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand." You know, the Bible says that a righteous man, someone that's put their faith in Christ, can fall seven times, or will fall seven times, but the Lord will help him up. And this is what I like about God. God can bring purpose even out of your darkness. Even out of your dark times, the Holy Spirit can cause there to be purpose and the Holy Spirit can cause there to be a grace to get up. And God will help you up. And sometimes God will just hold you and carry you for a while until you have the strength to get up. So for mothers, there's a grace to get up. There's a divine ability. You know, grace is undeserved favor, but grace is also the desire and the ability to do God's will. There's a grace to get up and there's a grace to arise. So one of the things we're going to see in this season, I believe, is we're going to see women of God arise to the forefront. We're going to see them publicly arise to the forefront. We're going to also see them arise to the forefront through prayer. And God says if we'll pray in secret, He will reward us openly. So if you'll go in your prayer closet, if you'll go in your place of prayer, doesn't have to be an actual closet, although you can go into a closet. But He says if you'll pray in secret, God will reward you openly. So the second thing it says, I have anointed and appointed you. God has anointed and appointed women to do work for Him. And this anointing is a calling into intimacy. Out of intimacy, out of drawing near to God, God is going to speak things to women's hearts. And one of the things the Lord spoke to me just the other day is He spoke to me that this was not the season of the schemer, but this was the season of the dreamer, and that He was reviving the dreamer. God was reviving the dreamer, and He was reviving some dreams that had been lost, but He was also giving new dreams, and He was reviving the entrepreneurial spirit and the spirit of invention and even of witty inventions in this hour. So He's anointed women and He's appointed them. The Spirit of God is upon women, and the Spirit of God, if they've received Jesus, the Spirit of God is in women. John 15:15-16 says, no longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. I love that. God says, I'm not calling you a servant, although we are a servant. Paul opened every one of his letters by saying he was a servant, a bond servant of the Lord Jesus. But he said, I don't call you servants, I call you friends. I call you friends. In the Old Testament, it said that Abraham was God's friend. And I remember many years ago, I thought, wouldn't it be wonderful to be God's friend? But see, through Jesus, God has made a way where we can be His friend. And he said, no longer do I call you servants. Again, John 15:15-16. For a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. I love that. So God is going to show us what He's doing. There's a book written by a Baptist preacher, Henry Blackaby, and that book is called Experiencing God. And really, the book is about a man of God, just seeing what God was doing and joining Him. You know, that's what I want to do. I want to see what God is doing, and then I want to join God. For all things that I have from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you. God has chose women. God has appointed women. He said, I've appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, He may give you. So again, this is out of intimacy. This is out of relationship with God, that God is appointing us And God is anointing us, anointing His women, anointing His women for such a time as this. Anointing women old, anointing women young, anointing women that don't think that they could be anointed, anointing women that don't think that they could be a leader, that God could choose them to do something. But see, God picks unlikely people. The Bible says that there's not many wise that are called. There's not many mighty that are called. But it says God has chosen the foolish things to confound the wise. God chooses people that you wouldn't pick. God chooses people. Sometimes their past isn't very good. You know, Paul killed Christians, and he thought he was doing the right thing, but he found out he wasn't. And he had a vision from God. But then God called upon a man, and he told this man, I want you to go to a street called Straight, and there you're going to find a man, Paul. Saul, actually, and I want you to pray for him. And he said, no, I can't go pray for him. He kills Christians. Don't you know who he is? But God said, no, go, because I've appointed him. I've anointed him. And that one person that was willing to do that, we never hear about that person again, but that one person was willing to obey God. And I believe that God is going to use women greatly in this hour. And even out of their pain, even out of their weakness, even out of their infirmities, God is choosing them and God is using them. He's giving them a grace to get up, a grace to arise. In this hour, He's anointing them. He's appointing them to do what He's called them to do. And maybe you're listening to me today and you don't have relationship with Christ. You've never received Christ into your life. And the scripture says that you must be born again. So I just want to invite you. I want to invite you today to open up your heart to the Lord. And just pray this simple prayer. Say, Father, I admit that I'm a sinner. I admit that I've not lived for you. I've not served you. But today I want to ask your forgiveness. And I want to turn my life over to you. And I want to become your person. And I ask you, Jesus, to come into my life and change me, and to make me into the person that you want me to be. In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer, you became a new creature in Christ, and He'll help you. He'll help you to grow. Hope you enjoyed the message this morning. This is Pastor Brad Morgan. I would like to encourage you to visit our website at newlifebeginningschurch.com. That's newlifebeginningschurch.com. There's a secure site there where you can sow into this ministry. If you would like to sow by mail, our address is New Life Beginnings Church, P.O. Box 203, Patterson, Texas, 77466. If you do not have a church home, I want to invite you to come visit ours. Our Sunday service is at 10:30. The church address is 5609 FM 359 North, Brookshire, Texas, 77423. We offer child care for the four-year-olds and younger. We also offer children's church for the five-year-olds up to fifth grade twice a month. On Wednesday nights, we reach out to the kids in the Brookshire-Pattison areas. We have service and classes that start at 7 p.m. If you have prayer requests would like to speak with us, our church phone number is 281-802-8094. You can contact me by email at bmorgan542@gmail.com. That's bmorgan542@gmail.com. We invite you to subscribe to our podcast, The Best Is Yet to Come, wherever you get your podcasts. This program is sponsored by New Life Beginnings Church. And again, this is Pastor Brad Morgan, and I would like to remind you the best is yet to come. We love you, and thanks for listening.